This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for August 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Congress and the Pentagon are reportedly looking at the number of U.S. Air Force bases in Europe and Asia in preparation for closing as many as a third of them. The NTSB has released a preliminary factual report in the ditching of a Cessna 206 in Lake Michigan July 23rd. The pilot, who was the only survivor, told investigators he lost the engine at 10,000 feet over the middle of the lake. A .45-caliber semi-automatic pistol checked on a Continental flight from Denver to Houston July 26th was missing when its owner arrived at his destination, and the gun hasn't been seen since. The Commemorative Air Force's consolidated B-24A Liberator, OL-927, will be filling in for the B-29 Fifi at the Rocky Mountain Fly-In August 28th and 29th. Fifi has engine issues. NTSB will hold a two-day symposium on the role that airline code-sharing arrangements play in aviation safety. The new U.S. Air Force Space and Missile History Center is now open to the public just outside the south gate of Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The Eastern Idaho Aero Modelers RC Club has been told by airport management at Pocatello Regional that a manufacturer is eyeing the site and the club may have to move. NASA and the aerospace community are remembering the life and career of John New, an engineer at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center during the early days of satellite development. He died July 28th at the age of 89. And Southwest Airlines may convert some of its orders for 737-700s to the larger 800 model, but will have to work some things out first with the flight attendants union. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Sonex Aircraft CEO Jeremy Monette talks about a number of new projects underway in the Sonex Hornet's Nest. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.